get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I'd known now. He sends her roses and lines he composes. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. President Biden, the keynote speaker last night, backing his Vice President Kamala Harris. Outside the convention, protests taking place. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Chicago police bracing for another round of protests.
Come on, let's go!
After dozens breached the outer perimeter of the DNC late Monday, they'd gathered earlier, thousands of them, to condemn the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Gaza conflict, the through line of the dozens of protest actions planned here this week.
A final report is out on last October's shooting rampage in Lewiston, Maine, finding that missed warning signs were there before gunman Robert Card killed 18 people, including the Army Reservist's superiors, failing to share information with local authorities about Card's aggressive behavior. Fewer Americans were born last year. The number of births in the U.S. dropping 2%. The CDC shows just under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. This is ABC News. Two 18-year-old men charged in the murder of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. Wachter was fatally shot in May when officials say he tried to stop thieves from stealing his catalytic converter. A desperate search off the coast of Sicily for six people who remain missing after a yacht sank during a violent storm.
One after another, the divers plunge back in the port of Porticello. Down below, some 160 feet, the wreck. They've returned to try to gain access to the below-deck cabins that were blocked by debris that had shifted during the violent storm that toppled the luxury sailboat. 15 of the vessel's passengers and crew managed to escape, first onto a lifeboat and then onto another yacht moored nearby. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Kroger, a top grocer, claiming the FTC's challenge to its proposed merger with Albertson is unconstitutional. The agency says the $24 billion deal would lead to higher prices. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies and calm winds with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as lows fall to the low 50s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 67 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Governor Tony Evers' Healthcare Workforce Task Force has recommendations to help address challenges facing the industry. Retention and recruitment efforts include ways to increase grant funding to employers, adopting Medicaid expansion, and increasing rates for home and community-based services. Governor Evers addressed the Wisconsin delegation on the opening day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Evers called the party's presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, smart, caring, and a leader. He also praised Harris's running mate, Minnesota governor and fellow former teacher, Tim Walz. And this is Housing Week in Madison. It's an effort to talk about the city's growth, housing shortage, and solutions. AARP Wisconsin says something as simple as building more duplexes can make a difference, adding that housing shortages are a reality in nearly every Wisconsin community.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Durand Police Department will be hosting a community wellness event today. Buffalo County Sheriff Osmond will be having a presentation on current drug trends, and Pepin County Health will have a mock bedroom showcasing various products commonly seen with vaping and or drug use. Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway says there'll also be presentations on mental health and internet safety.
We're going to have a mental health presentation that'll be put on by the Human Services Department. And we're going to have Officer Brandon and Sergeant Rudd are going to do a internet safety presentation, talking about the newest apps that kids are using and educating parents on technology, what their kids are using out there, and how to help prevent some of the things that we're seeing with kids misusing electronics.
The event is free and begins today at 5 at Durand Middle School. Menominee is turning hunters loose on its goose population. The Menominee City Council last night approved goose hunts in four city parks. City officials say the geese are becoming a problem in local parks, and there are worries that they could be too much for the local airport. Menominee's police department will handle the hunt, and the DNR will regulate it. The city says anyone who lives near one of the parks will be notified when there will be a hunt. Eau Claire says Kamala Harris has paid her bill. The city yesterday said Harris's campaign paid the $16,000 bill for police protection for her last week. Eau Claire is now working under a new set of rules that require private venues, like the one Harris used for her rally, to charge for police protection up front. Eau Claire says there wasn't a cost for J.D. Vance's visit last week because he used a smaller venue that didn't require any extra police protection. A Northwest Wisconsin man is headed to prison for at least 20 years for killing the mother of his child. David Edebarn Jr. pleaded no contest in Burnett County Court yesterday. He told the judge he was high and drunk last September when he stabbed his ex, 32-year-old Brittany Holland, to death. The medical examiner said she had so many cuts that they couldn't be counted. Edebarn never gave a reason for her murder. He's due to be sentenced in November. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
No one was hurt at Ellsworth Co-op Creamery when an ammonia leak developed yesterday. According to the co-op, the leak developed shortly after noon at the Ellsworth production facility. The co-op evacuated the facility and the retail store without incident. The ammonia that leaked evaporated and does not pose a threat to the community. Work is underway on West Riverside Avenue in Mondovi to connect sanitary sewer to the new wastewater treatment plant. Work is primarily on the north side of West Riverside from Schmitnick Road going west. Motorists should expect possible traffic delays during the construction. The anticipated completion date is September 27th. Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services has been named as a Tree Line USA utility for the 20th straight year by the Arbor Day Foundation. The program recognizes public and private utilities demonstrating best practices in protecting America's tree canopy. By achieving the recognition, Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services demonstrated its dedication to maintaining healthy community forests while delivering safe and reliable electricity to its customers. There are new charges for the Eau Claire Anesthetics Clinic owner charged with sexual assault. Prosecutors yesterday charged Chris Devland after they say he and his assistant took pictures of a client's breasts during an exam for scar tissue. Devland's accused of sexually assaulting at least six victims who came in for treatment at his spa. He's due back in court to face charges next month. A southern Minnesota teen has been charged with underage drinking and driving after crashing into an Olmsted County home. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department says the crash happened Sunday morning in Dover. The unidentified 17-year-old was taken to the hospital for evaluation after deputies determined the driver was under the influence of alcohol. The house sustained minor damage. No other injuries were reported. The latest proposal for Wisconsin's healthcare workforce would have the state spend a lot more money. The governor's task force on the healthcare workforce released its final report yesterday. The 75-page report doesn't include a specific price tag, but it asks for more money for new nurses, nurses who are already on the job, apprenticeships, healthcare education, and frontline staffers. There are some recommendations to deregulate Wisconsin's healthcare rules, but most of the focus of the report is finding a way for the state to support more training, more education, and more workforce goals. Governor Evers says he supports the proposal, but he's not saying where he plans to find the new money. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Nominations for the 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contests are now being accepted. Contest hosts Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group say any product made in Wisconsin qualifies. 60 nominees will be chosen. Then the public will vote in a bracket-style tournament called Manufacturing Madness. Past contenders included military vehicles, beverage dispensers, and pastries. Nominations will be accepted until September 6th on madeinwis.com. The winner will be announced in October. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies and calm winds with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as lows fall to the low 50s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 67 degrees.
The Brewers open a three-game series in St. Louis against the Cardinals tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Frankie Montas gets the nod for the Brewers, who start the day with an 11-game lead on the Cardinals in the Central. The Crew just a game behind the Phillies and Dodgers for the best record in the National League. National League Central last night, Texas down Pittsburgh 4-3, Cincinnati over Toronto 6-3. Wisconsin and Marquette both ranked in the American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll. The Badgers come in at number 3 behind defending national champion Texas and national runner-up Nebraska. Three-time Big East champion Marquette comes in at number 24. The Badgers, one of 7 Big Ten teams in the top 25 poll, including 5 in the top 10. Wisconsin men's golf assistant Ross Thompson, the leader after the first round of the 104th Wisconsin State Open on Monday at Minocqua Country Club. Thompson finished with 10 birdies and 2 bogeys on his card, good for an 864. He takes a one-shot lead to round 2 today. Iola, Wisconsin native Christian Welch has been productive in the Packers' 2 preseason games. He recovered a fumble against Cleveland, then picked off a pass against Denver.
Just flying around, go out and make the plays that come to you. It's kind of been the mindset, and like I said, just kind of take it one play at a time and just get alignment, get your eyes right, and just make the ones that come to you.
The Packers are back on the practice field today. Later in the week, they'll hold a joint practice with the Baltimore Ravens, then close out the preseason against the Ravens on Saturday at Lambeau Field. Tyler Reddick held off William Byron in overtime on Monday to win the rain-delayed Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan's International Raceway. Baseball, the American Association. Last night, Lake Country beat Gary 14-1. Milwaukee had the night off. The Midwest League also took the night off last night. They're back in action tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one. $58 in free food. Go to freefoodone.com. That's freefoodone.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefoodone.com now.
Further validation for one of the sport's newest teams. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or
better,
footwear is sold.
Tyler Reddick and his 2311 racing team won yesterday's rain-delayed NASCAR Cup Series race at the Michigan International Speedway, his second victory of the season, which gives his number 45 team the Cup Series championship point lead with two races to go in the regular season. Team co-owner Denny Hamlin says it's further validation that his two-car organization is among the top in the sport right now.
First time that, you know, our team has been leader of the point standings, which is fantastic. You know, especially this deep in the season, right? This is when you really got to fire on all cylinders, and really it looks like both cars are on it right now.
Hamlin co-owns the team with NBA icon Michael Jordan, who was at the track on Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Handle livestock through their point of view, and you'll both be a lot happier. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's important to understand how animals literally see their world as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Livestock quietly grazing in the pasture looks like an idyllic scene to you, but in the animal's mind, it's an invitation for predators. From poultry to goats to cattle and horses, all are considered prey species in the animal kingdom. Prey foraging behaviors such as grazing put the animal in a vulnerable position in terms of sight. Lissa Seafelt is an extension agricultural educator at the University of Wisconsin. She says livestock have adapted with eye placement on the side of the face rather than the front.
And what this does is it allows them to have a larger field of vision. They can detect things kind of more their peripheral vision a lot more quickly than a predator could because of where those eyes are placed. But it comes at a cost, and that cost is depth perception. So they have fairly poor depth perception about where things are in relation to distance from them.
Shadows on the ground can be perceived as a big hole, and going from sunlight into a dimly lit barn is like walking into a dark cave where a scary predator might be lurking.
We might need to take some extra steps and light up that entrance point so that the animal can see inside and see that, oh, there's not this scary predator waiting to pounce on me as soon as I step into that dark area. You know, I think sometimes we take for granted the difference in lighting because our eyes are very good at adjusting accordingly. Our animal species also do that, but it might be to a slower degree.
Being aware of these natural tendencies can help animal handlers adjust their procedures. Working calmly and quietly will pay dividends in getting animals to do what you want them to. Learn more about how animals see the world at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
68 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets have now turned lower. September down 7 to 22.23. October steady at 22.45. November down 5 to 21.56. December down 4 to 20.23. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 to 226.5. 40-pound block steady at 210. Two-trade a barrel, two-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 317. 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.75 to 128.25, 3 trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 55.75, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving sharply lower today. External market pressures looming from the economy and demand. Now, at this point, cattlemen are paying attention as the market closes no lower than prices it's currently trading at. As breaking through the market's existing support plane would open the complex to further downward pressure. No cash cattle have traded at this point, and boxed beef prices were lower. The floodgates opened for the feeder cattle complex due to the drop in live cattle. Now, meanwhile, the hog market's also trading somewhat lower today, but not as bad as the cattle markets, as pork cutout values are slightly higher. Indicates that today's market weakness is being driven by technical fears and concerns. August live cattle down $2 to $180.80. October down $3.37 to $175.65. December down $3.22 to $175.15. August feeder cattle down $4.22 to $238.15. September down $5.45 to $233.82. October down $5.12 to $230.75. August hogs down 17 cents to $76.62. December down 47 cents to $68.27. February down $2.52 to $71.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn is relatively flat to slightly lower today. The warmer weather looks to return at the end of the month with light moisture, but really nothing that the trade is really overly concerned about. Crop progress report conditions also still look good. Soybean futures are moving slightly higher. Meal was mixed, as is oil, but the export wire saw 132,000 metric tons sold to China and 239,000 metric tons sold to Mexico, that providing some support in the bean market. Wheat moving mostly higher as well. The dollar's testing the low end of the trading range. That's adding support. And Matif wheat is also finding some light buying today. That continues to support U.S. markets. September corn down 2.25 to 375.75. December down 1.5 to 398.75. March down 1.25 to 418. New crop 25 down 1.75 to 439.5. September beans up 2.25 to 958.5. November and January both up 1.25. November at 977.25. January 995.75. New crop 25 up 1.5 to 1032.5. September soybean meal up $1.20 to $3.12.90. September soybean oil up 37 cents to $40.84. Chicago wheat, September up 5 to 533.25. December up 4.75 to 557. Minneapolis wheat, September up 4.5 to 591.75. December up 4.25 to 607.75. Energy markets today, September crude oil down 43 cents to 73.94, October down 33 cents to 73.33. Meanwhile, September and October gas both down a cent, September at 225, October at 208. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Keeping America's waterways moving freely. We'll tell you how they're trying to do that coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
No matter what the administration in Washington looks like after the November election, the people working on America's waterways want to keep rivers resilient. Dennis Wilmsmeyer is executive director of America's Central Port in Illinois. He wants to see continued funding for dredging the waterways.
I would say the biggest one is funding of dredging on the river system, because if that river goes down and we cannot move the barges up and down the river system, that's a real problem. And especially with the high water right now, we're not thinking about dredging, we're not thinking about the next thing that happens, but with all that high water, there is a lot of silt, a lot of sedimentation, a lot of debris that's going into that river system. It's going to end up somewhere, and it's going to deposit in those spots in the river system that if we're not adequately funding the Corps of Engineers to keep that dredging going, to keep that river open, we lose a major artery of transportation in this country.
He says sediment in the nation's waterways is accumulating quickly.
So some areas, I mean, we have sometimes 6-7 feet of sediment that shows up in certain areas in our harbor facilities that has to be moved. It's a lot, and then it accumulates. So it's like snowfall. If you think about some bad snowstorms in Wisconsin, there is just it just piles up, right? And so if you don't have the other one cleared out from the previous one, it just piles up on top of that. So it just gets progressively worse.
Along with it, the sediment issues that affect America's waterways. The nation's lock and dam system is incredibly outdated. Most of the locks and dams were built in the 30s, and many of them do need replacement, especially upon the Mississippi River. While there has been funding allocated towards replacing the lock and dam system, including extra money provided by many of the barge companies, the federal government just seems to not be able to come up with a plan to start replacement of the lock and dam system. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had nearly 5 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending August 18th, according to USDA. Rainfall late in the week limited an otherwise productive week. Field activities included harvesting small grains, potatoes, and cutting hay. Corn silking at 90% complete, corn in the dough stage at 61% complete. 16% of the corn is now in the dent stage. Corn condition was rated at 64%, good to excellent. 95% of the soybean crop was blooming, 83% of soybeans were setting pods, and soybean condition remained at 62%, good to excellent. Oats were 79% harvested, winter wheat harvested for grain at 97% complete, third cutting of alfalfa was at 82% complete, and fourth cutting at 12% complete. All hay condition was rated at 77% good to excellent, and potato harvest is 20% complete. The potato condition was rated at 92% good to excellent. The U.S. beef cow inventory has fallen to its lowest levels in more than 60 years, with no significant changes on the horizon that would quickly reverse the trend. Rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd to historical norms is shaping up to be a year-long undertaking. According to new research from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange, current market conditions are incentivizing cow-calf producers to sell their heifer calves rather than retain them for future breeding purposes. From a financial standpoint, the benefit of selling calves for immediate gain far outweighs the risk of investing in those calves to become part of the reproductive cow herd. Cobank researcher Abby Prince says, given the route cow-calf prices have gone, it's become a no-brainer decision for some cow-calf operators to sell new crop calves for immediate cash flow. Ultimately, calf prices will be the determining factor when it comes to whether the U.S. beef cow herd retracts further or begins to grow. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service plans to monitor H5N1 influenza A in dairy cows at processing starting next month. FSIS will leverage its existing national residue program and conduct H5N1 sampling in the muscle samples of dairy cow carcasses already collected for the program. Samples will be tested by FSIS laboratory personnel using polymer chain reaction testing. Carcasses sampled under the program are held by establishments pending residue testing results. This process will not require additional holding time for carcasses beyond current residue testing protocols. In the event of a positive H5N1 finding, USDA would work with industry to ensure the carcass does not enter the food supply. Now, H5N1 is a threat to the poultry industry, animal health, human health, trade, and the economy worldwide. Since the first detection of the H5N1 in dairy cattle in March of 2024, USDA has worked to assess the prevalence of the virus in U.S. dairy herds. The adoption rates for cover crops vary across regions and how land is managed. That according to USDA's Economic Research Service. Land in the Heartland region has adoption rates of around 10% for all owner-operated, cash-rented, and share-rented fields. Land in the Northern Great Plains and Prairie Gateway regions had adoption rates of around 4% for owner-operated fields and 11% for cash-rented fields. The rest of the country, any land outside of the Heartland, Great Plains, and Prairie Gateway resource regions, had 30% cover crop adoption for fields operated by owner-operators and 16% of fields operated by cash renters, respectively. No surveyed share-rented fields in the rest of the country region adopted cover crops. According to the 2022 Census of Agriculture, 18 million acres of cover crops were planted in 2022, which has grown over the last decade. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
The Durand Improvement Group invites you to Music in the Park and Taste of Durand this Wednesday. Music from the White Sidewalls begins at 6 o'clock. We'll have food from area restaurants starting at 5 o'clock at Memorial Park. Plus, help out the Pepin County Humane Society and the Pepin County Sheriff's Department with the Stuff a Squad. They're accepting donations for the Pepin County Humane Society. It's Music in the Park and Taste of Durand this Wednesday at Memorial Park in Durand. The quiet weather does continue in our ag weather forecast. We'll see continued partly sunny conditions today with temperatures in the 70s. It looks like we'll even see some cooler temperatures tomorrow. Now, we do have some chances of showers Thursday nights and into early Friday morning. But then we're going to see a warm-up for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 72 to 77, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, southeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 5 hours sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, southeast winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90. Monday, mostly sunny, highs once again 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I guess I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her. They try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. She never lets it go to her heart. into the room, and everybody watches every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now. She never lets it go to her heart. She never lets it go that far. When they start talking, she starts walking right back to my arms. She can turn every head, but she never lets it go to her heart. Walking right back to my arms. She can turn every head, but she never lets it go to her heart. Never lets it go to her heart.
Going down like a sunset, burning out like a cigarette, blowing through the cash, through the past, drinking down that memory till there's nothing left. I could go on and on. Why you gone? I could blame it on whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go, should've never watched you go. I could blame it on a good high. Let it take the blame for why you told me goodbye. Instead of missing you and missing all those good times. Should've never let you go, should've never watched you go. I could say I never knew. I could drink around the truth, but I can't blame it on you. Trying to fight through the daylight. Wonder where you at, and just like that I'm looking back on what I had and you were mine. I could go on. Drank around the truth. I could say I never knew. Yeah, I can drink around the truth, but I can't blame it on you.
Cut.
country favorites back to back to back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
I'm gonna go out dancing in the pouring rain.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key and unlocked the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a howl sound so loud with memories. Where there used to be a happy home, in the house on the corner of a lonely and gone. If she talked about leaving, I wasn't listening. If she showed me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Ain't putting my finger on what went wrong. Now the quietest noise I'm told is the sound of letting go. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a howl sound so loud with memories. Where there used to be a happy home, in the house on the corner of a lonely.
If we had one, someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a